from our staff. Haley is back at work today, she was on quite a vacation. She's our morning musicologist, and you did kind of a Beatles trip, didn't you, Haley?
I did, yeah. So as soon as we landed in London, we went straight to Abbey Road, and then a couple days later, we did a really fun Magical Mystery Beatles tour where we saw where they grew up, went to the schools that they went to, and like iconic places like Strawberry Fields, Penny Lane. It was a Beatle fanatic's dream.
Oh, so you were in Liverpool too, huh?
Oh, yeah, London and Liverpool, yep.
Do you want to... tell us what you told me in the elevator on the way in this morning about what happened at Abbey Road?
Yeah, so something wonderfully amazing happened. My partner proposed to me at Abbey Road, and it was like a dream come true there as well. So I was ecstatic and just so amazed and trying not to cry.
And let me guess, your first... well, not a wedding picture yet, but your engagement photo, you're walking, the two of you, on the crosswalk in front of Abbey Road, right? Did you do it?
It might be. It might be.
Well, you know, not to be outdone, on my vacation, I spent about 5 minutes petting a stray cat in Los Angeles.
Nice. You took pictures.
Yeah. You know, I forgot. I needed
maybe
to
get a picture of you two in the crosswalk.
I needed to take a photo of that.
Some of the food you carry.
Yeah, I do. I'm always with the dry cat food for strays. You know.
You sure you want to equate that to an engagement picture?
Dave, it was Fancy Feast, though.
Oh, okay.
Dean Richards is off today. Entertainment headlines: Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning dominated the box office again. Lilo and Stitch took first place, and it passed Sinners to become the second highest grossing movie of the year. And let's see, the eighth Mission Impossible movie also repeated in second place. Taylor Swift news. She purchased her entire catalog of recordings that were initially released through Big Machine Records after 6 years of transfers and turmoil. You may have heard about this. Now, our resident musicologist, Haley, does not like what's going on with Taylor Swift. Is that right, Haley? What's your problem with Taylor these days?
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of Taylor Swift, and I'm sure that's going to get us some messages over here, but, you know, it's...
You don't like the business stuff she's doing, or you just don't like her... music.
Yeah, I just don't really care for the music. I think it's kind of cool that she purchased back all the rights to her stuff. I mean, go her. That's awesome. Just not really a big fan.
Taylor Swift, a 34-year-old pop culture phenomenon.
Thank you, Walter. Well, Haley, you're the music person here. People think it's me, but it's you. And tell us a little more about your vacation over there in the UK. You actually went to the Cavern Club, didn't you?
I did, yeah, the Cavern Club on Matthew Street. We actually went down there a couple of times because it was just so surreal. I wanted to go back down there and just take everything in. And the coolest part about it was is that there's always live music that's happening there. There's just that spirit there of the Beatles and just of that love of music. And there were so many fans there for the Liverpool game as well. So it was packed and it was just fabulous down there.
You know, Paul. Say goodnight, John.
Goodnight.
Paul.
It's hard to believe. But at one point, they bulldozed the Cavern Club. And I think it was a parking lot for a while or something. And then they finally realized, wait a minute, this is a Beatle music history. And they rebuilt it on the same, virtually the same spot, right? They tried to recreate it, didn't they?
Exactly, yeah. And it's kind of cool because you go down about four or five flights of stairs and everything's all underground. So you're kind of cut off from the outside world. But in a way, I think that's actually better.
Yeah. I mean, in its day, they described it as a pretty dank, dark place with sweaty walls. And the fumes were not great in there. But that's where it all started, really, for the Beatles.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. You also paid tribute to Freddie Mercury, didn't you? Tell us about that.
I did, yeah. Freddie Mercury's been one of my personal heroes since at least high school, and I just had to go to Garden Lodge because that's in London. It wasn't too far from when we were staying, so we made the walk on over there, took the tube, and it was super cool. There was nobody else there, so it was nice. We were kind of able to take our time a little bit. They do have a sign over the door because people used to be able to sign the door. Unfortunately, they replaced it now, and they've got like some sort of glass over there. No soliciting, no this, no that. So just got a quick picture there, but it was just really cool to be there, just as another point of music history.
Sounds like you had a great vacation.
It was fantastic.
Well, millions of Swifties are willing and ready to help.
I was in Los Angeles, and one day I went to a coffee shop and actually got a tea. That was it for my vacation. Let's listen to a little bit of an interview that Dean left us. From the world of John Wick, Ballerina is generating a lot of buzz ahead of its premiere. And this movie follows the character Eve, a ballerina-turned-assassin who discovers hidden secrets about her family. Director Len Wiseman calls the film the opposite of John Wick's story, and Dean spoke with Ian McShane, who plays Winston in the spinoff.
The reason why it's a success, I think, is because of the first one was because, you know, he had a dead wife, they kill his dog, and they take his car. And Keanu is a sympathetic, he has a very sort of unspoken, but fans of his have got this, and he's a good guy in real life. He's a good guy, and they relate to that. There's an emotional attachment, if you can say, with a film which is, you know, 9,000 people die every week.
I have not seen any of the John Wick movies, but I know a lot of people who say they're fantastic. So I tell you what I did watch, and it's unbelievably great, is the Pee Wee Herman documentary. Have you seen that? Oh, man. Two parts. Each part, I think, is about an hour and a half. It's really something. And
where can you find that one?
Even if you're not a Pee Wee fan. I think it's on, I want to say, Max, maybe. Yeah, it's something else.